Should I seek counseling near me or go out of town? When you live in a small community like New Prague, chances are anonymity will be one of the biggest factors when choosing a counseling center. In this article, you'll learn the top 8 things to consider when looking for a counseling center, and if you do your research, you may be able to stay closer to home. In a recent study, 42% of adult Americans have seen a counselor. That's almost half of our population, and I bet a lot of them had to consider multiple factors when choosing their professional. So let's get started. Number 1, look for customer reviews. Now this can be tricky since most clients don't want their identities known, but there are some brave souls out there that will review their experience. I find that if their experience is terrible, they will want to warn others. Or if their service was exceptional, they will give the clinic a shout out. Number 2, are the counselors specialized or are they just general practitioners? The next thing that's important is to consider training. Does the clinic have mental health professionals with the proper experience? If you look up a professional and they have 15 or more specialties, that's a general practitioner. They know a little about a lot of mental health issues. On the flip side, if you see one that has, let's say, 3 to 5 things listed under their name, that's your expert level counselor, and they have taken the time to obtain extra training in specific areas so that they can be extremely effective. Number 3, does the building have multiple exits? This is a good thing to look for if you are concerned with anonymity. If there is a front and rear exit, you can choose the one that's most private. Number 4, is the location private and safe? If the counseling sessions will be later in the evening, you'll want a secure building with good exterior lighting. When you visit the center, try and make the appointment around the same time your sessions will be. That way, you can assess the security, for example, exterior lighting, and parking availability. Number 5, how does the clinic protect your confidentiality? When you first show up to the clinic, look around and ask yourself if the space feels safe, enough for you to share your story. For example, if in the waiting room you can hear what is being said in the actual therapy room, your information might not be confidential. Another good test is to look for little white noisemakers outside of each therapy room door. What these machines do is it breaks up the noise that comes from within the room going out, so it kind of scrambles or muffles the content being said in session. Number 6, do you feel comfortable in the space? In order for you to relax and get the most out of your sessions, you need to have a certain level of comfort. This includes how you feel with your counselor and in the actual office. Is the space clean? Is the seating comfortable? Do you feel a sense of calm when you're there? These are all good questions to ask yourself on your first visit. Number 7, can you commit to the commute? If you do choose to go out of town for therapy, you need to consider the drive. In today's world, travel time makes a big difference in our lives. Consider the time of day that you will be traveling just to determine if you're going to run into traffic congestion. It's also important to consider the commute time because you may be in counseling for several weeks, if not months. If you are traveling from out of town, you might consider asking the counselor if he or she does block sessions. This can make travel time well worth it. Now there's a quote on here that says, "My experience with block sessions is that clients reach their counseling goals in a shorter period of time. At SMC or South Metro Counseling, we offer 75 to 200 minute block sessions." Essentially, block sessions are just longer sessions, so you'll spend more time in session. Number 8, how much is this going to cost? There are two ways to answer this question, and it mainly depends on if you plan to use your medical insurance or pay out of pocket. If you plan on using your insurance, the cost is going to depend on if you have met your deductible and or if you still have a copay. If you're going to pay out of pocket, you can plan to spend anywhere from $100 to $275 a session, depending on if it's for couples or individual counseling. Now that price can shock people. You might ask yourself, why would someone choose to pay out of pocket when they have insurance? Here's a side note. Let me briefly explain the difference between using medical insurance versus cash pay. The thing that most people don't know is that if they use medical insurance for mental health treatment, you have to be diagnosed with a mental disorder. This disorder then goes on your permanent medical record. So regardless if you truly have a disorder or if you're just going through a tough time, you will get that label. So are there other benefits for paying out of pocket? Yes. There are three main benefits. The first is not needing to be diagnosed. The second is that you receive a higher level of care and you tend to have someone that has been expertly trained. The third is the pace of treatment is quite a bit faster, which means you're more likely to achieve your goals sooner. With that said, private practice pricing is not for everyone. If you know that you need to use your insurance, simply call your insurance provider, for example, Blue Cross or Health Partners, and ask them for a list of credentialed clinics in your area. Another tip, if you do find a counselor that you really want to work with, but they're only cash pay, ask if they're willing to do a sliding scale where they adjust the rate based on your income or if they offer any pro bono slots. There is another quote. It says, "We know that not everyone can afford us. That's why we offer pro bono slots. And if these are taken, we will help the person find a counselor somewhere else." And literally, we will go through the whole process trying to make sure you find the right fit. And that's at SMC. Okay, the conclusion. And that's a wrap. There you have it, the top points to consider when you Google counseling near me. And remember, if you have further questions, call the clinic that you're interested in and simply ask. We are in this profession to help you feel better, and we're happy to talk with you. This article was written by Jessica M. Miller. She owns the private practice in New Prague, South Metro Counseling, and is the author of the relationship self-help book, Back to Love. If you want any more life advice, please check out her blog.